better be willing to give it to you if I want God to give it to me. God, give me some relief. You give somebody else some relief sometime. God, help me. You help somebody else sometime. I will the once you help me. Of course, says that the reason why people don't help each other is because they don't think they have anything to give. That's why they can overlook each other's needs, because they think they're just as much in lack as the person that needs help. I can't help the person over there because I'm the one that don't have no money. You see what I'm saying? So a person who doesn't help is a person by definition who are affirming to themselves that they have nothing to give. And so then they see themselves as not having. And then they wonder where their lack comes from. It's because you don't think you have anything to give. I don't think I have anything to give. And where I think I don't have something to give, that is the area that I see lacking in. So if it looks like I have a lack of relationships, it's because at a subconscious level, I don't think I have anything to give in a relationship. That's why I don't want one. So it's good that the relationship is staying away until you know you have everything to give, because you are so full and you are so whole and you are so complete. The relationship is waiting for you to have something to give, because you don't want the right thing showing up and you have nothing to give. See, I don't want the best things in my life to show up until I have the level of consciousness that allows me to receive it totally in joy and peace. Up until then, universe, I don't care that you haven't given me whatever it is I think I want. I'm glad that hasn't shown up yet, because if it hasn't shown up yet, it just merely means that I am not ready for it yet. So if it showed up right now, I would not use it right. I would use it to hurt myself. Thank God for the relationship that hasn't shown up. Thank God for the money that hasn't shown up. Thank God for the job that hasn't shown up. Thank God for everything in my life that hasn't shown up. Thank you, God. And you'll totally get rid of your conflict, you'll let go of the idea that you don't have, and you'll also let go of the idea that things are happening to you that you have no control over. All you got to do is say, what's happening right now is the way I want it to happen right now. But it doesn't have to stay this way. What's happening right now is what I want to happen right now, and I accept it doesn't have to stay that way. But I'm going to own it right now. I'm going to own it. I'm going to give God an instant that I believe something I've been reading in these books so that I can have the remembrance of eternity. The remembrance of everything. Because the instant of happiness is shared. You're not going to be happy by yourself. And you can never be happy alone. So it's the done deal. You will never be happy by yourself. There will never be real happiness that only you have and none of your brothers and your sisters have. There's no such thing as you having happiness and love that other people are not also experiencing too. So remember then, when every time you get ready to attack somebody, every time you get ready to go off on somebody, that their instant of release is your instant of release. I'm getting ready to go off on you about something. I need to remember, your instant of peace is my instant of peace. Your instant of release is my instant. I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you. But his peace is my peace. Your peace is my peace. Because you're not going to receive any more peace than you give. And so if I don't want to give you peace, I'm not going to receive peace. So every time I get ready to attack somebody, I need to remember their instant of release is mine. You're going to be the witness to my willingness to be in peace. Let me give you an example. How do I know I'm really willing to have peace? Well, I was tempted to attack you and I didn't. So that means I put my peace before attacking fear. I'll say it again. How do I make my peace first? I wanted to attack you. I was upset. I wanted to be angry at you. But I chose for my peace instead, which means that my peace was more important to me than being upset. And since I didn't attack you, you're going to be more peaceful than you would have been had I attacked you. So your peace becomes a witness to my willingness to have it. Would you like to hear that again?
Yeah.
No! Please don't say it again! I'll say, why? Because I like to attack. And you're telling me that that's not going to work. And what is attack? Constant judgment. Oh, if you were just a little bit different, I'd be happy. And if you would just change that, then I'd be happy. That's attack, y'all. It's not going to come out of mm-hmm. It's all the judgment. If you were different, I'd be happy. If you just changed, I'd be happy. You know, what you doing with somebody that makes you so miserable, you try to change them all the time anyway? Are you insane? Stop working on your relationship so damn much. Work doesn't sound like pleasure. I got to go work on my relationship. I got to go work. I got to go work on my conscience. I got to go work on my... Go play. Go play. That was right there. That was right up there with having everything. I got the same reaction. Go play.
It's too bad you can't see your face, Earl.
That's the first time somebody ever said that to me in my life. It's too bad you can't see your face. You know that too.
It's
you know, right. And it's your face. It's your face. It's your face. It's not my face. It's your face. Your face is my face. I can see your face.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? That's so deep.
That's so good. I never thought of that until you said that.
That's recently. So deep.
And it's like, oh my God. And I don't even have arms around that yet.
No, don't even try.
Yeah.
Just try to get your arm around a man first.
Yeah. I mean,
see, I even want to manifest something real. Yeah. If it's real, you can always have it now. If it's an illusion, you gotta wait for it. Why would reality be anywhere but now? If it's something real, why do you have to have it in the future? That means it doesn't exist. There's no such thing as anything real that you can't have now. You only have to work for things that aren't real. That's the difference between, of course, as making and creating. When you're creating, you're doing something that can be used at all times and places, always, no matter what. It's always there for you. If you're making something that just has specialized, specific uses that can only happen in certain circumstances, then that's what makes them unreal. So when I said, I'm going to be happy when I go to that football game, I have made an illusion, and then I'm going to spend the rest of the day trying to fulfill that false need that I didn't really have until I made it up.
Yeah.
And that's why I have to work so hard for those tickets. Because the universe isn't helping me. Because the universe is going to never create anything for you that'll just be for you. Because there is nothing but you. Everybody is you. Everything is you. We're all one. Nobody can be left out. I wouldn't want some happiness to come to me that you wouldn't have. If you're a part of me. And I don't mind looking at it that way since I'm not the one that's got to do it. Because I know that my part in the play is just going to be whatever I really want to do in my heart. And that's going to reach the people that need to be met by me. And that's all I have to be concerned with. So it's no sacrifice to love you. Well, he says you're going to keep on doubting until you've had one real witness. And then you won't doubt anymore. You're going to keep on doubting until you experience a real love. And then you won't doubt anymore. That's how do I know it's not real love? To me, I am doubting. Because you cannot doubt real love. So the universal law. Do I love you? No, I don't. How do I know? I'm doubting. Do I want to love you? Yes, I do. Yes, I want to love you. See the difference?